So, Parashat Kriyas Yamsuf, so I want to speak out an idea that probably most people are not aware of. So it says in the Oitzar Tefillah Siddur, he brings down in the, what? I said this last year, huh? Oh. Over there, not here.
Lucas spoke last year. Remember, Lucas spoke about
that. Right. Milchoma. Yeah. So, it says in the Ishanis, it says, Tvurim Betzul Gzarim, Yikarcha Ima Ma'avirim. We said in the Ishanis at the end of there, so Tvurim Betzul Gzarim, Yikarcha Ima Ma'avirim. What does that mean? So, in the Siddur, Oitzah Tfilis, they bring down from the Maral Diskin, that he says that it means that they were, that B'Shas Kriyas Yamsuf, Tavuim b'tzul gzarim. At time of Kriyas Yamsuf, Yikarcha Ima Ma'avirim, they brought their tefillin. And he brings a Medrash Shoicher Toiv that says that in Bezchus Tefillin, they had Kriyas Yamsuf. And where did they have Tefillin from? So he says, because at the night of Korban Pesach, so you have to eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. So they had to eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. And they couldn't leave their house till the morning. And they weren't baking matzahs. So what were they doing all night? What are they sitting there doing? What did they do the whole night? So Zakta, they took the iris from all the Karbonis Pesach and they made tefillin. That's the Maral Diskin says. They made tefillin that night of Kriyas Yamsuf. So Memela, they had the tefillin and they wore those the night of Karbon Pesach. And Memela, they had the tefillin and they took the tefillin with them in the Yamsuf and the Schus the tefillin, there was Zakta Kriyas Yamsuf. So, another shaykhis that you have between tefillin and Kriyas Yamsuf is that it says that the unbelievable Meshach Chochma says, like this, and the pasuk Ozi v'zimras kavayili yishod mechilta davar acher oizer ata v'soymech l'chol boy oilam. Really, you're an oizer for everyone. Avali yoiser. Which is for me. Asaani imra vasisiv imra, diksiv, Hashem hemircha hayoim. Yisrael oimim shma, v'ragbun shalom, and he says, Ashrach Yisrael oimim, mika Hashem okenim, chokrein ova, migwe galdi, Yisrael oimim, kitifaris. So right now, at Kriyas Yamsuf, they were, the way he's lashon of the Mashiach, gilu rabuseinu, shekan ksiv, soid, hatfilin. Tefillin d'Yisrael v'tefillin d'Mariam. In other words, at the time that they said, Ozi v'zimras kavayil Yeshua, Hashem said back to them that if I'm your Yeshua, you're my Am. And all the and every time that they said a pasuk in Az Yashar, Hashem responded a pasuk, you're saying, I'm miyuchat to you, you're miyuchat to me. And the mechilta goes to say which psukim were nizgala to Klal Yisrael at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Zakta Meshach Chochma. She says all four of those psukim that were nizgala to Klal Yisrael in Kriyas Yamsuf are the psukim that the Gemara in Bracha says are nimtza in the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the way he's masbir it is that it was nizgala to Klal Yisrael at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miniach tefillin. That tefillin to my alma maksibu was these psukim. So the amitius of these psukim, the ideas of these psukim are nizgal and Kriyas Yamsuf, and it was basically nizgal the soy that Bori Oilam wears tefillin. So that's what he says. Near the emes aizochi saw tefillin. He goes through this over here. So shaila is like the shaila is. So what does it mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu is miniach tefillin. Why Bechlal is it important for us to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miniach tefillin? What's our business, what Hashem does? And Hashem puts on tefillin. Does it say anywhere in Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noita lulav and eats matzah and puts on talis and says kriyashma? So what Bechlal does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miniach tefillin? And why is it important for us to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miniach tefillin? And this is the big giloy of Kriyas Yamsuf, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miniach tefillin. What does that mean? So the pshat is that there's a Ben Bachai explains that the Indian of tefillin says every side in the yisoid of emuna has a mitzvah which is there to mechazik that yisoid. So the hashgacha pratis is the mitzvah of sukkah. We remember the hashgacha of a shomer over us v'chulu. So what's the soy that's coming to be in this gal with the mitzvah tefillin? Is the soy that we have a bezunder kesha and chibur with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Ava that Hashem has for us, is nizgalah through the mitzvah of tefillin. That's the hashkafa, the idea. Shashchina davka biYisrael tzricha lepu'ula v'hi mitzvah tefillin. Ki mitzvah tefillin, oisi shashchina davka imanu v'shi, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is constantly dveikus with us. So, the pshat is like this. So the Marsha says, on that Gemara in Brachas, what's the Indian of Kodesh Baruch Hu miniach tefillin? Aval ani roya boy karv l'pshuta, zok the Marsha, ki mitzvah inyan tefillin hu, like the Bein Bachia, she yish lanu liyoiz dveikim boy yizbarach, v'anachasan aleinu himasha shechina aleinu b'shmoy, that we're bringing the shechina to us, and that the shechina should be davuk with us. We're davuk with Hashem, and Hashem is davuk with us. Well, umma zeh yesh l'kodesh Baruch Hu dveikas v'chativa b'Yisrael, ani l'doidi v'doidi li, zok the Marsha. That the idea is that it's the korva that Kodesh Baruch Hu has to Klai Yisrael. Now, a korva doesn't work in a one-way korva. Korva doesn't work that it's a one-way relationship, that we're close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if Kodesh Baruch Hu is not close to us, then there's no dveikas. Dveikas has to be both ways. So, if the Indian of tefillin is to remind us of our korva with Kodesh Baruch Hu, you cannot have a full kiyum of the mitzvah of tefillin without knowing that Kodesh Baruch Hu is also miniach tefillin. Otherwise, it shtares the whole key of the mitzvah tefillin. When we're coming and shaking and sitting in the sukkah, we don't have to know Kodesh Baruch Hu sits in the sukkah. It's not negeya. The point is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is watching over us. We're not watching over Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we sit in the sukkah. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have a sukkah, whatever that means. But the inyan of tefillin is the kesher that we have with Kodesh Baruch Hu. The full key of the mitzvah tefillin is only shayach if we know that when we're putting on tefillin, Kodesh Baruch Hu is also putting on tefillin. That the chibur is both ways. That's the Indian. That means the Kodesh Baruch Hu is putting on tefillin. So, and that's the Kamayim Ponim upon him. That's what it means. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is putting on tefillin. So this is what Taka he said last time. Is that the Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf was Nizgala more than what was Nizgala in Kriyas Yamsuf more than was Nizgala at Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Yitzias Mitzrayim. Reb Lucas made a diak that at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, you find, I don't know if he made this diak, but you find that over and over again that there's an Indian that Hashem ish mochama, that there's a mochama going on. There's a mochama. And Hashem ish mochama, Hashem nilcham nilcham b'mitzrayim, b'chulu. So there's an Indian of mochama dafka. So the idea is that. By Yitzias Mitzrayim itself, the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shomer the din in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shomer the din in the world. So one ummah does an avla to another ummah, they need to get punished. But you don't see from there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about Klai Yisrael specifically. Maybe if the Chinese were enslaving the Japanese and it's not correct, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maimed the din of the world, so maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish them because they did the incorrect thing. You don't necessarily see the Bezunda Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klai Yisrael. When is it in Nizgala, the Bezunda Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the din is done, they already got Nenash. But now Hashem nocham lachem b'mitzrayim. Now Hashem is making mochama because when you attack Klai Yisrael, so you're attacking Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you're attacking my people. So now I'm defending the covenant of Klai Yisrael. And that was nizgala more by Kriyas Yamsuf. So maybe that bezunder ava that Kodesh Baruch Hu had for Klai Yisrael was nizgala Kriyas Yamsuf more. And the mele, that was the Indian that was nizgala through the dveikus that we have, and that's why it was dafka through the schus of the tefillin. Lemaisa, unbelievable diak, the Meshech Chochma has, he says that in the parsha of Kriyashma, that in the mitzvah of tefillin that we got by at the end of Parsha's boy, the end of Parsha's boy in the parsha of Kaddish Likol Bachor, so over there it talks about tefillin. And it says, V'haya lecha la'ois al yadcha. V'haya lecha la'ois al yadcha. And it says that also in the next parasha. V'haya la'ois al yadcha l'tatoz v'nech. Both parashas, in the boy, it says, V'haya lecha la'ois. In the parasha of Kriyashma that we say, it says, Ukshartam la'ois al yadcha. So the Meshech Chochma says, why didn't it say Ksharatam by Soif Parashas boy? And only says Ksharatam later in Parashas Vaschana. He says, "V'hoyel lechalois." Don't say kshartim. So is the pshat is that before Kriyas Yamsuf, the mitzvah of tefillin was an ois ba'alma. It was taka stam an ois. You remember that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has he zoicher you and he chose you and all that. But the kshira is the kshira of tefillin is that we're being kosher and ois. Between us and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, between kosher two things together, the bechina of kshira and tefillin was talking only shach after Kriyas Yom Tov, not before. So in Parshas Vaschanan, then is in Zgala new mitzvahs kshartim lois ayadecha that you take this thing and you tie it to yourself and you bond yourself with the Kadosh Baruch Hu because he's bonding himself with us. So there's a bechina of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's minyak tefillin. So then the tefillin is begedah kshira, but kol zman that was beforehand. So then we knew there was a mitzvah. It was just a remembrance. It was a, there's no kshira there, the Meshech Chachma says, because they didn't have, I don't know if he says this Hezber, but he makes the diak that they didn't have that Indian. So Kupana, that was the Iker Toisefes of the Indian of Kriyas Yom Tov over Mitzvah Mitzrayim, was this, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, it wasn't just being maimed the oil maldina. He was taking the covet of Klai Yisrael. He's protecting the covet of Klai Yisrael, and as it was that bezunder ava that he has for us, it was nizgala through that Indian of the mitzvah of tefillin.